Welcome to Season 2, Episode 11 of Misanthrope Radio. I'm in the midst of a celebration. It may or may not sound like it. I don't know if I sound jubilant to you or not, but I'm in the midst of a celebration right now, and I'm going to tell you why. I think if you really sat down and thought about it, you would know why, or at least be able to surmise what there is to celebrate about on May 21st, 2026. Well, May 21st, 2026 is the one-year anniversary of one of the most important dates in human history, May 21st, 2025. It's not ringing a bell, is it? Of course not. It's too recent to have made it into any fucking history books. The history books will catch up. They always do. But there's always a little bit of a lull between the significant event and it actually getting put into the air quotes history books. There's a little blank space there when the world is still coping and dealing with the significance of the fucking event. And then at some point, somebody, I don't know who, says, we better go ahead and put this in the fucking history books. This is a red letter day for humanity. Or this is a noteworthy day for humanity. This is the day when something changed. May 21st, 2025, something changed. It sure as fuck did. And it's not in the history books yet. Because, like I said earlier, it's a little bit too fucking recent. May 21st, 2025 marked an event so fucking historic, an event that will be pointed to by future generations as the date when everything changed. It's still not ringing a bell, is it? Don't worry, I'll tell you. May 21st, 2025 was the very first episode of Misanthrope Radio. I know. How could you fucking forget a date like that? Do you remember where you were when the first episode of Misanthrope Radio dropped? I mean, I know where I was. I'm the one who recorded it. I was sitting down here in my fucking sweaty basement, putting the finishing touches on what would become the first episode of a fucking masterpiece of societal commentary and absurdity. It was the first step in what would become a body of work that is envied by all. Episode 1 of Misanthrope Radio, May 21st, 2025. Think about it. Where were you that day? Sit down and really think about it, because your kids and your grandkids, and if you're lucky enough to be alive, even your great-grandkids are going to come to you and say, you were alive on May 21st, 2025. Do you remember where you were? And you better have a fucking answer, or you're going to look like an asshole. So it's a celebration. That's what we're doing here today on this episode of Misanthrope Radio. We are here today to celebrate me and the splendor with a fucking you that I have brought to your otherwise dull, gray, sad, fucking tired ass existence. It's a celebration, bitches. Yes! Yes! Celebrate me! Celebrate me! Celebrate me harder, louder! Take to the streets! Tell them how wonderful I am! Me, me, me! It's all about me, me, me! Some quick stats I put together about Misanthrope Radio over the course of the last year. Looking back on the last year of Misanthrope Radio, Season 1, Episode 1 was May 21st, 2025. We have had 26 episodes of Misanthrope Radio over the course of the last year. I've been kicked off of 2 platforms. I've been YouTube struck 3 times. I have had 3 hosting services. I started out with Libsyn. I realized that they sucked. I went to Spotify because it was free and they look good on paper. At first glance, they look really great, but then I realized that they also suck. And now I've jumped over to Audioboom, who I am sure at some point during the next year I will decide sucks and move on to someone else. I have changed microphones 4 fucking times. I've broken 3 sets of headphones, 2 chairs. I've had a studio flooded by fucking raw sewage. I've lost my voice due to illness 5 times. I've had 3 websites over the course of the last year, since May 21st, 2025. I started out with one that wasn't very good, and I didn't tell anybody about it, and I dumped it. I started another, And then I fucking rage canceled it because I couldn't figure it out. And this is the third one, LorenzoSucks.com. I think it's probably going to stick around a while. In the course of the last year, I've made 11 podcaster friends. I've lost two of them because I'm a dick, so I still have 9. And next episode, we will be wrapping up season 2. Now let's get into my favorite moments from Misanthrope Radio over the course of the last year. Okay, this is one of my favorite clips, and I was... Oh shit, here comes my dad. Dad, what the fuck? I'm recording in here.
Das war ein Befehl! Der Angriffsteiger war ein Befehl!
What the fuck?
Wer sind Sie?
What are you talking about?
Jeder hat mich belogen, sogar die SS.
What do you mean, keep the bloodlines pure? What are you, a fucking Targaryen?
Die gesamte Generalität ist in 2000 Haufen niederträchtiger, treuloser Feiglinge, verreichter Versager.
Dad, it's 2025. Nobody gives a fuck about that.
Die Generalität ist ein Geschmeiß des deutschen Volkes.
Stop throwing shit.
Sie ist ohne Ehre.
Shut the door. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. What the fuck was that? Hey, earlier, what the fuck was that about? I was just getting ready to introduce that. Oh, fuck. I need to calm down. This shit is... I need to calm down.
I can't calm down.
But he didn't calm down. Instead, he started ranting about prostitutes, people of color, banking institutions. It was an epic crash out. The likes the which the world has never seen. And then he fought sheep.
Goddamn Navajo, Navajo! Fuck!
Holy fuck. Okay. Okay, so I can't say f. Okay. Noted. Oh, you guys are dicks. Don't fuck up my fucking celebration. I want to fucking talk about each one of these clips before... I will be saying the affirmation and then pausing, trusting that you will then say the affirmation after me, this fucking self-helpy shit. Okay, let's fucking do it. Positivity, positivity, positivity. Good morning, cunt. Their names are Jason and Kendall, by the way. Jason and Kendall, my producers who fucking dropping in radio stabs over the top of me while I'm trying to introduce the fucking clips from the last year. Jason and Kendall. Incidentally, they're brothers and their mom's a fucking whore.
Oh, yeah, okay, now this is what I'm talking about. This is a breakdown. Let me get that breakdown. Fucking breakdown, bitch. These motherfuckers breaking it down. They breaking it down, bitch.
Where do we go? Where do we go now?
Oh, that little snakey dance you do there is sexy fuck. You snaking dance, standing up. It's like snaking, standing up, bitch.
Oh, it is very sexual. It's very gyrating. He's gyrating and undulating like a fucking reptile. God, it's so fucking hot.
Basically, I work with fucking assholes.
I can't give this speech with that crying child over there. Mother, stand with your child in your arms. Destiny is written in blood.
You guys are fucking dicks. Fine, just go. No. It's your fucking show, obviously. Why don't you just fucking seg between the clips any way you like, motherfucker?
Lorenzo Greatest Hits.
We're going to be entertaining you all morning long until 10 a.m. Central Time, and all that's worth to you is $6. Well, fuck you, Danny. Fuck you, buddy. I don't know what kind of life you live, but we're over here in the struggle. We're in the fight, and you're saying that we're only worth $6. You're a cocksucker, Danny. You're a cocksucker, and your sister fucks the blacks.
That's right. I heard she fucks the blacks.
No, because I am in my fucking feelings, okay? I'm in my fucking feelings. This is my celebration. Do you know how long I've looked forward to this? This is a fucking milestone in podcasting. Making it a year with a fucking podcast is a big fucking deal. There, I saw the stats. It's something like 87% of podcasts don't make it a year. I made it to a year, you fucking dicks. And I want to celebrate myself a little bit.
But no, go ahead. Fuck you guys. Fuck off. I'm just going to sit here and fucking seethe.
Right in front of the shocked fucking restaurant staff and his goddamn wife.
Here's your fucking peptides and motherfucking glutamate, motherfucker! Take this, you fucking bitch! Fuck you, Stanley! Fuck you, Stanley!
And about the time I'm ready to turn and take a step and go out to my truck to retrieve my chainsaw, Stanley finally places his order, quickly pays, and thankfully fucks off to the dining room.
Mind-blowing, right? Isn't your fucking mind blown right now? How could all of those wonderful, clippable fucking Hall of Fame moments have happened in only 1 year of a fucking podcast? It's almost like I was fucking made to do this. Like I was born to be the host of a fucking podcast to entertain and enlighten you. I'm so good at this, it's fucking crazy. So embrace it. Embrace what you're feeling inside right now. Stop trying to be fucking cool and just admit, Misanthrope Radio is the best fucking podcast you've ever heard. You're not telling me anything that I don't already fucking know. Take to the fucking streets. Let everybody know what's going on in your mind right now. Misanthrope Radio is peak audio entertainment. It's what everyone wishes they could do, but they simply don't have the fucking skill, imagination, or fucking moxie. That's right, moxie. They don't have the fucking moxie to do what I do over here. There's not enough celebrating of me. I mean, if we just want to be honest here. If we want to just put it out in the open for everyone to fucking understand, there's not enough celebrating of me. Okay? I'm celebrating myself right now, and I'm bringing you along with me. But to be completely honest, we celebrate people in our society who haven't done anything remotely as cool as what I've done over the last year with Misanthrope Radio. Why the fuck is that? Is it because I don't have great tits? I can work on that. Is it because I don't have long, flowing fucking locks? I can work on that too. Is it because I don't fucking smell great all the time? I can fucking change that too. What do I have to do for you to have you celebrate me as loudly as I'm celebrating me right now? It comes down to talent and moxie. I'll say it again. Moxie. I'm not even sure what that word means, but I know that I have it in droves. You know, now that I think about it, I don't think celebrating me in the streets is going to be enough to satisfy me. My body of work deserves more than that. I deserve my own religion. The Church of Lorenzo. That's what this podcast should be called. It should be renamed. I should drop the Misanthrope Radio handle. It's a big fucking word, misanthrope. Nobody knows what it means, and they sure as fuck aren't trying to spell it. People are inherently lazy. And I think that one of the reasons that I have such trouble getting fucking discovered in people's algorithms is not because of the fucking content, and it's not because of the fucking profanity and the strong sexual nature in some of the fucking episodes. I think it's because I chose to use the word misanthrope. I chose a fucking high IQ word, and frankly, most people aren't high IQ. You clearly are because you found this show. I need to rebrand Misanthrope Radio as something else entirely. Why not the Church of Lorenzo? It's actually a really good idea. What if I change my website from lorenzosucks.com to thechurchoflorenzo.com or churchoflorenzo.org or some shit like that? Make it fucking easy to find. Misanthrope. It's three fucking syllables. Nobody can fucking spell that, and they sure as hell can't remember it. Church of Lorenzo, however, rolls off the tongue. I may be onto something here, and why just stop at fucking tongue-in-cheek branding? Why don't I actually make a Church of Lorenzo? A church where you can just be you. I gotta really think about this because, to be honest, it's something that just feels right. I like the way it sounds. God, it feels good. Anyway, on to the next segment.
Segment two.
You know, I talk a lot of shit on Misanthrope Radio. Like that ridiculous fucking victory lap a second ago for making it an entire year as a fucking podcaster. There are very few things, as a matter of fact. And serious is a fucking relative term. Even the shit I'm serious about, I'm not super fucking serious about. But on this Memorial Day weekend, I think it is important to thank all the fucking veterans out there. What is it? What's the saying? Some, all gave some, but some gave all, or something like that. You know, don't fucking forget the people who went over there in defense of your freedom and didn't come home. Or in the case of a rather large group of veterans, they did come home, but they never really came home. What's the stat? Every 22 seconds, a veteran takes their own life. I don't know. I don't do research for this show, and I'm not going to start now. But I did something recently that I don't normally do. I reached out to a veterans organization. It's a small organization called Code of Vets. Code of Vets, ran by a lady named Gretchen Smith. And one thing about that particular veterans organization that really kind of fucking resonated with me is the operating cost. Historically speaking, now she's going to tell you 15% is her goal, but historically speaking, 2% has been their operating cost. So for every dollar you give, 98 cents of that dollar goes directly to help veterans. And what they do there is they kind of bridge the gap between what the VA is actually able to do and what they probably should be able to do. If you have a disabled veteran or a veteran who's struggling to get on their fucking feet, or they're about to lose their fucking house, or they're struggling with medical bills, or they need some help with getting therapy and whatever, they reach out to Code of Vets, they go through a vetting process there, and then Gretchen actually gives them the money that they need in order to get the fucking leg up. So I reached out to her and I just asked. I said, you know, I really like your charity. I really like what you guys do. However, I understand the type of fucking show I do here on Misanthrope Radio. Sometimes I even offend myself. And if you don't want me talking about your veterans organization because of the fucking shit that I do on Misanthrope Radio, I totally get it. And she said, no, absolutely not. You know, mention us all you like. She needs all the help she can get. So check out Code of Vets. Google them. Code of Vets, and give if you can, or if you can't, it is what it is. You know, I talked about the website that I just put up, and I've never fucking really had any interest in doing merchandise for the fucking podcast. I just, it's not something that I want to do. Matter of fact, I kind of fucking make fun of podcasters who do that. Like, your fucking dog shit show is so important that you think people actually want your fucking logo on a coffee mug. But regarding charities like Code of Vets and Till Valhalla Project, if I thought that people would actually fucking buy the fucking t-shirts and coffee mugs and shit like that with the Misanthrope Radio logo on them, I would put the shit on the website just so I could give 100% of the proceeds to those particular charities, Till Valhalla and Code of Vets. I don't know. I got to fucking think about it. It's not something that I really want to do. To me, regardless of what you heard on that fucking first bit, my fucking victory lap, to me, that is the fucking height of arrogance, is podcast merchandising. And I get it. I understand why people do it. It is really cool. I'd love to see the Misanthrope Radio on a fucking coffee mug. I'd love the thought of somebody walking up and down the street wearing a fucking, you know, Church of Lorenzo t-shirt or some shit like that. That would be fucking kick ass. And I even have some here that I've thought about making available to people and just, you know, sending them out. I haven't done it as of yet because I don't know. I feel weird about it. I don't know if that makes sense. It probably doesn't make any sense at all. But it occurred to me to put podcast merch on fuckinglorenzosucks.com with a little blurb there that says, if you buy this fucking hoodie, first of all, I never see the money. It goes directly to the fucking print shop who's going to make the shit and send it to you. And then every fucking dime of profit, I guess you could say, would go directly to Code of Vets. I would have to figure out a way to set that up. I don't need your money. But Code of Vets and Till Valhalla Project do. So it's been my experience dealing with charitable organizations in the past that people are more likely to give if they get something in return. So if you're buying something that you already want, like a fucking dog shit Misanthrope Radio sweatshirt, it would make you feel a little bit better about the purchase if you knew that I'm not going to make any money on it. It's all going directly to fucking Gretchen with Code of Vets or Till Valhalla Project, and or, I should say. That's all I wanted to say. I hope you observed Memorial Day in the way in which it was meant to be observed. And don't forget about the people on Memorial Day weekend who literally gave their lives in defense of your right to fucking not work, swipe that EBT card, dabble in methamphetamine, and show your asshole to people on the internet. Happy fucking 1 year potiversary to me. Follow, subscribe, like, share, do all of that stuff, and go to LorenzoSucks.com and check out my fucking website. It's costing me money. All right. Until next time.